Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Amen. Let's everybody say thank you, Jesus. Amen. We come to be thankful today. We come to give God some praise. We come to give God glory. Give God the honor. He's the one that has done all things for us, and he continued to do for us. Amen. Lord of God.
Line muted.
In him, he's all by himself. Amen. He's all powerful, all merciful. Amen. All caring God. Amen. So thank God that we have a God that we can serve today. We're here today to give God some honor and glory. We want to get started today and give God some praise. Amen. Let God's word go forth. Amen. That he might change us, make us aware of what's getting ready to happen, tell us about things to come. And it's good that God always warns us before he does anything. Always make known before it happens, and so that we can be ready for it. Amen. Somebody got a word of prayer. Somebody got a scripture, got a word of prayer. Somebody get us to pray.
Out of Matthew 5 and verse number 6, where the Lord reads,
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And Lord, I have blessed to the reader here and the giver of his most holy word. Father God, we just thank you on the day. Another opportunity that you've given us on this day, Lord, to draw nigh unto you as you draw nigh unto us. Bless those that are present today. Bless those that's on the line, Facebook Live, and abroad, Father God. Our blind eyes and deaf ears become open to your voice. And say, when you hear your word, harden not your heart. And Lord, as we decrease, you must increase in us. Throughout our lives, Father God, that we decrease, that our will be done, but yours. And we thank you on today for your tender mercy. Bless these evil powers, bless us and strengthen us from evil powers today. And Lord, as we are faced with today, give us knowledge and wisdom to navigate through them and persevere through them. That we do not forsake you, Father God, in the times of these dangerous times that we live in today, in perilous times. And risky times that we're living in. Let us remain faithful, Father God, in all our ways, Father God. Let us persevere, that we stand on the word of God, which is true. And Father God, that our right don't become wrong, and our wrong don't become right. But thank you on today, and bless our families and our children today. Lord, bless the prisoners today, especially those wrongly accused. Father God, that you will free them with compensation. And Lord, you see all the unrest and all the no peace that's in the land today. But God, you say that we keep our eyes stayed upon thee, you'll keep us in perfect peace. And so, God, we know that your word is true, that you will do it, that you say you will help us, teach us, and learn us, and guide us to all truth and understanding. These last people, they touch this government, wickedness in them, Lord, in poverty, neighborhood, poverty-stricken land across the world. Lord, open up the doors for the women that's being oppressed and beaten and raped against their will, Father God, sex trafficking these children. So, God, we got a lot to pray for. You see it all as you sit high and look strong.
Yes.
Bless the word that's going to go forth on today, God.
Yes.
Let it be marrow to our bones, Mary in our hearts. And God, bless the conference that's going to take place afterwards, Father God, that many women, lives will change, Father God, and get a new perspective on life and how God's order is. In Jesus' name, whatever it is, Lord, fix it. We thank you for what is written in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Come on, give us a song. Amen. Sister Paige. Amen. You got a song for us today? Amen. Amen. Put your hands together now. Amen. So that's the good thing. He came through for you. Amen. Praise God. And it don't mean you're not going to have any more valleys. Don't mean you're not going to have any more trials. Don't mean you ain't going to go through nothing again. But if you made it through that, come on, said, if I made it through that, what? He can bring me through this. Amen. It's good to have a resume. I like to call it a resume, you know. Even when you go get a job, they want to know about your past experience. They want to know where have you worked at and what have you done. And you have to show them your resume, and they look at your resume, and they see whether or not they're going to hire you or not according to your resume. Amen? Amen. And so, you know, if you got a resume with God, you know, you can go back and that's why it's good to write things down, you know, because you can't remember everything, amen. It's good to write it down sometime, amen, because you can't remember something. And so you go back and get your resume out and say, you know, I was at this point in my life, and God brought me through this, amen. I was at that point in my life, and God brought me through that, amen. And so you're looking at your resume with God, and every time you get back into the end of the back, you're into a corner, pull your resume out. Hallelujah. Yeah. I remember, God, when I was in this situation, you brought me through this, amen. I remember, Lord, when this happened, you brought me through that, amen. You see, if you got something in memory all the time, you always got something to throw up in the face of fear and doubt and unbelief. You got your resume, amen. Thank God that you got a resume. All of us have experienced something. This is why we go back and tell other people what God did for us, because we just letting them know, giving them our resume, trying to say, you know, God brought me through this girl, God brought me through this man, and if God brought me through this, he'll bring you through this, amen? And because what? God has no respect to persons, and because he has no respect to persons, if he did that for you and he don't have no respect for persons, he'll do that for me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. See, that's where you got to look at it. Amen. And even when you look at someone else's miracle that God did for them, and you look at that miracle also, if they tell you, well, you know, God did this for me, then you can say, hey, you know, God did that for her, and he don't have no respect to person. He'll do this for me. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's good to be able to look at something. That's what faith is. Faith is looking at the thing that has taken place in the past that I can have faith for in the future. See, all the words that we're reading in this Bible, you can say everything written in here is the past. Can you say that? This is what Peter did. I don't know how old Peter would be now if he still was alive. I don't know how old Paul would be now if he still was alive. Yeah, I don't know how old John would be. So. These are things that was written in the past to give us faith for our future, amen. To be able to say that if God did that for them, he'll do that for you. And so that is why we talk about the things of the past, so that you can realize that you got a future. These things are written, amen. That we might have faith and confidence in the scripture to say that if God did it back then, he'll do the same thing now. And everybody like to say, well, back then. Faith is now. Faith is now. Now faith is. And because faith is now, that means everything that is here, it happened then, but it's for me now. Hallelujah. That's the difference, amen. It's for me now. So thank God. Give God a hand, praise. For faith. For the word of faith, amen. Anyone got a testimony? Anyone got another testimony? Quick testimony, give you a chance. Maybe you want to tell where God brought you from. Maybe, sister, you want to tell where God brought you from, what God brought you through. And I know he ain't through working with you yet, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's been a while, amen. But God brought us through it, amen. So thank God for Sister today, amen, that she's still standing. Amen. God still has her here today. And thank y'all online today, all of you. How you doing, Miss Tiffany? Amen. And praise God for Miss Tiffany, amen. And those on Facebook Live today, anyone online, if you got anything today, you know, in the testimony, anybody online today, we'll give you a quick opportunity. Praise God. Amen. If nobody's online, y'all excuse me, as a testimony, then we're going to get to the word of God. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the word. You know, I've been sitting here thinking, which way we're going to go at it today. Amen. Going to see how we're going to go at it. And since we started out by faith. Amen. Amen. I think we're going to go in that direction. Something about faith. Amen. praise God. Amen. And so I'm just thanking God that everything that has been by faith. Amen. We stand by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see where I want to go today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've just been sitting here thinking I've just been thinking about something. You know, I keep looking at what's going on in the world today, amen. And I keep looking at the things that are happening today and all that's going on. We know God, the Lord is coming soon. Amen. It's not a quick thing, but we know the Lord is coming soon. It ain't going to be too long before the Lord comes, amen. And we need to be getting ready for the coming of the Lord. And if the thing comes that you know you're not ready, I would say it's time to get ready. 2 Corinthians, I think, chapter 5, Sister Paige, I think I might start right there today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, amen. I'd like for you to start at somewhere around verse 7, amen. Hallelujah. And saying what we come by faith, amen. And all we do is going to be in faith. But we're going to start here today because we want to talk about, you know, getting ready. But I want to talk about the judgment seat of God, amen.
Amen.
Because I realize that so many people today don't believe that there's a time coming.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There's a time coming. It might be not right now, you know, but there is a time that's coming that judgment is coming. And sometimes we don't like to talk about the judgment that's coming because everybody is doing everything they want to do right now. But I'm trying to say what? The day of judgment is coming. And we need to get ready for judgment day. And the more I see going on in the world today, the more I realize how soon it was going to be. Now I know sometimes, you know, they say, well, one of my kids or somebody told me, well, Daddy, you've been preaching about the Lord is coming soon, and that's been 38, 40 years ago. You've been saying that the Lord is coming soon. But just because I've been saying it 40 years that the Lord is coming soon, that means our time might not be God's timing. See, the thing about it, we don't realize God's timing is not our timing, amen. Amen. Soon can be tomorrow, and soon can be 1,000 years because God's timing is not like ours. But the thing about it, you got to be assured that it's coming.
Huh?
And the thing about it, I want to ask you, are you ready for the coming, you know? Amen. Start reading, Sister Paige.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
We walk by faith and not by sight. No, we're not walking by what we see. We're walking by faith. Faith is, I believe, what God's word has said.
I believe God's word says that he's coming, amen. And just because I don't see him, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, I think. Was that 7 you read? So we're walking by faith. We're walking according to what the word says, by the word. We're believing everything according to the word, amen. And that's how we walk our everyday life. We live our everyday life. You got to be living by faith because you're believing that something is going to take place or something is going to happen, amen. And God has let me know it's going to happen, but for those who don't believe that something's going to happen, then they don't have no fear of what they're doing. I think that is why today there's no fear of God in the church anymore. It's because we've heard the word so long, huh? And because all the word that we heard, just because it hasn't come to pass on you right away, then you don't think it's going to take place. Hmm? And this is the way we get sometimes when we lose our faith or confidence in what God said. Huh? You don't believe that no more. You don't believe it's going to take place anymore, amen. You don't believe it's going to happen anymore. And therefore, you continue to do what you're doing is because you don't believe nothing's going to happen to you. You know, it's kind of like a little child sometimes. You know how we get all the kids. Boy, I'm going to whip you. Boy, you better stop doing that. I'm going to whip you. And we keep saying that I'm going to whip you. I'm going to whip you. And if we never whip him, then from then on, he tells us something. He don't believe it. You know what he say? I know Daddy been saying he's going to whip me, and he ain't did it yet. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's the same way the children of God are the people of God are. And not only the people of God, the people of the world thinks the same way. Amen. God's been saying, I'm going to whip you, amen. I'm going to judge you, amen. I'm going to put you in the lake, amen. And he continue to tell them that, but because God hasn't done it right away, they don't believe it's going to happen to them. And so they continue to do as they do is because what? They don't believe it. They have lost their faith. They don't believe. They don't believe what the word is saying, amen. Amen. People don't change. People don't change because, you know, when the word tells them to do something, they don't change. Well, I'm not going to change because I don't believe that. Amen. The Jehovah's Witness, they say, I don't believe God's going to send us to hell. Amen. That ain't no hell. And then, I don't know, 100 and some times hell is mentioned in the Bible. But they don't believe in it. And the Bible says it is mentioned at least 2 or 3 times. That establishes the truth, don't it? So there must be a truth because it's been mentioned more than 2 or 3 times that there is such a place, amen. There is such a place that God's going to judge. Mm-hmm. But they don't believe it, so they keep doing and doing what they're doing because they don't believe it. You know, there's no fear of it. They don't believe there's going to be no punishment. You know, if I thought I could do something, you know, go out and rob the bank, there was no punishment behind it. The store drawers would stay empty. All the store drawers would stay empty. Everything would be empty because if I do something and realize there's no punishment for doing it, I continue to do it. Huh? And the reason that people do things today, continue to do things today because they don't think no punishment comes. Right. Amen. Amen. Thank God that God is a God of justice. Amen. He's a God of righteousness. Amen. Now, he's a God of love too. Amen. But he said, I have to punish you because I love you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, they say, if you don't correct your child, he said, what? You don't love them. To beat him with a rod, he won't die. You're destroying your love only because you want to correct him, amen. Amen. Praise God. And so God said, now, because you won't change and do what I say, I'm going to correct you. I'm going to get rid of the sin, amen. And then if you don't want to get rid of the sin, I'll put both of y'all together and send both of you to hell. I'll send sin and hell, sin and death. I'll put it in the lake of fire. So we're walking by faith, amen. We're supposed to be walking according to what we believe, amen. Do we believe God? Do we believe the word anymore? Has it gotten to a place where that we don't believe no more, amen? But we just continue to do what I do because we don't believe there's going to be no punishment behind. Do you realize they say every idle word that you speak out of your mouth, you're going to be judged for? And if you're going to be judged for every idle word that comes out of your mouth, there's going to be some judgment for it. So how about so then for the sins and things that you do, you're going to see judgment for? Read on, Sister Pat. We're going to get here.
We are confident, I say, and ready, whether to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord.
I want to be absent from the body and present with the Lord, you know. I tell you, when the stuff gets real bad, you know, I don't know what I want to say. I want to be here for 120 years, but I don't know. Amen. It might be good to be gone, so you want to have to experience some of it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you get what I'm trying to say? Amen. Yes. At least you won't go through all of that. Amen.
Yes.
And see, most of us, we get to a place where we're afraid to die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normally what's wrong with us. We're afraid to die.
Yes.
Amen. But we got to get to a place where we're not afraid to die because death means blessing to us, not a curse. Death means a curse to the wicked. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I've got to get a mindset. It might be rather better, amen, to do the will of God and go to heaven, amen, than to try to keep myself here by doing going against God and end up in hell. I mean, I want to die first, amen. I'm getting that way now. I ain't got there yet, but I'm getting that way. I'm trying to get there, amen. There's no need to try to say I'm ready for that right now, but I'm trying to get a mindset by faith, amen, that this is better for me,
amen.
Because there's going to be a lot of things that come upon us, and these coming, might be this year. There's a lot of stuff going to come upon us, and then we're going to have to make a decision to choose one or the other.
Amen.
It's already getting that way, amen. Is getting that people are bowing, you know, just to come to church, you know. You know, a lot of people are doing things just to go to church. I'm not trying to say we shouldn't have faith to come to church, but I'm just trying to say, if the government can get you to do things just so you can go to church, one thing, so you can go to church, then when he gets ready to do something else to you, he can also present that before you because you want to go to church. So in a way, just trying to come to church can end up being a curse to you rather than a blessing. I'm putting it out there today. I'm putting it out there. What am I trying to say? If I got to go do everything the government say do to go to church, and then I want to go, then if they give me say I can't go unless I take this from them, a mark from them, I got to do this. Then in order to go to church, I take the mark so I can go to church. Did you get what I'm saying? We better realize that the church is you and the church, amen. You don't have to go to no building, amen, to be able to serve God. Now, amen. You don't have to be in the building, amen. You got to realize that you the church, amen, and the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you, and you better get that through your head, amen, that the church is in me because what? God is in me by faith, amen, and I've got to believe that God is in me, and so when these things come, if I got to sin in order to go to church, just let me stay out of church and serve God wherever I am. You can serve church in your house. You can serve God, amen, on the road. You can serve God wherever you are. Moses and all of they went through the wilderness, they were serving God. You can be by yourself and serve God. We better watch that, amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
You better watch that kind of stuff, amen. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do something just so I can go to the building.
Mm-hmm.
The building is really not the church. We are the church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What is that? That's why Jesus said, they're going to come say here. They're going to come and say, he's here, he's there. But go not after them. For what? The kingdom is within you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be deceived, amen. That's what it says, amen. So I'm telling y'all, don't go. If you want to do something, don't go do all this stuff just to come to the building. I know that ain't Christian like, amen. That ain't Christian like to say that. But you got to realize the church is not to be a. But let me get to my point. I'm talking too much. So read on for the sake.
Okay. Therefore we labor.
Therefore we labor.
Every brother be present or absent.
Whether be present or absent.
We may be accepted of him.
That's what we're striving for, amen. I want to be accepted of the Lord, amen. I want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, amen. Mm-hmm. We want to be accepted. That is why we do what we do, is because we want to be accepted by God, amen. And this is why we serve him, or this is why we come and give him glory, give him praise. We want to give him mind so that we can serve him, because if you don't have the right mind of God, you can't serve God right. If your thoughts ain't right, you can't think right by God, amen. So one thing, we got to get our thoughts right, amen. Amen. This is why we get into the Word and start following the Word, because, you know, when you start practicing doing something, you get better at it. When you start practicing righteousness, you get better at it, amen. And when you start practicing talking right, you know, I got to practice more. Amen. When you start practicing speaking right, you get better at it, amen. And everything you practice doing, you get better at it. And the better you get, you keep, if you start practicing living right, amen, if you start practicing speaking right and talking right and doing right, the better you become at it. But if you're not practicing doing right, you're practicing sin. And the more you practice sin, the better you get at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you seen them people, boy, I tell you, some of them guys that's out there ripping you off, you know, they be out on the street. And you know they're crack addicts when you see them coming. You know, the skin look like they dead while you're living, amen. And you can tell they've been smoking, amen. Because they look dead, amen. Amen. You know they're lying. But I tell you what, they got a line for you when they come. They can pop you out of your pants. And you can get them up your whole pants and everything in your pocket. Because they got to work. They're not so good at deception. And when you get good at deception, you will deceive and become better at it, because what? He's practicing deception.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he comes, he got a line. He got a story for you.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Amen.
The devil always got a story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He always got something to deceive you, to get you to do what he wants you to do and not what God wants you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Out of deception, amen. Right. He told me something that was good, but he was sure the hook that was going the side of it, amen.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. And that's what the enemy always do. He's going to show you the good in something, but he won't show you the evil in that thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You always, because, you know, in the flesh, we always try to experience what's good, but we forget about the evil that is in it, amen. Yeah, it feels good, but there's evil in it, amen. It looks good, but there's some evil in it, amen.
Right.
He's always got you doing something, amen, that feels good, looks good, smells good, touch good, amen, tastes good. He's always got the five senses at work. But he don't show you what you're going to get for doing it on the other side. Read on some prayer. Let me get to that part I got
left. And we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
All right. This is where I'm going. But we must what?
All appear.
It's all must appear.
Mm-hmm.
All must appear. Before the judgment seat of Christ, amen. All must appear, amen. After that comes judgment, we all going to appear. You might get everything that you got going on here, but you still got to appear, amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. You got to appear before the judgment seat. And one thing they always tell you, even in the natural, the thing that they tell you, when you go to court, don't go to court by yourself. Yeah, you need a lawyer. If you're going before the judgment seat in the courthouse here, they said, don't go by yourself. Take your lawyer. I mean, you need a lawyer, amen. Amen. And when we appear before the judgment seat of God, amen, you shouldn't go there by yourself. You shouldn't go there to try to stand on your own righteousness, amen. You shouldn't go there trying to get all what you've done, all your mirrors before God, amen. You should have somebody to represent you, amen. Praise God. This is why we need Jesus. He's a lawyer that never lost a case. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a great lawyer, amen. He said, so that's why we take him to represent us, because we already know we're going to appear to the judgment seat of God. We already know. Hallelujah. And if you already know you're going to appear before the judgment seat of God, make sure you take Jesus with you, amen. Come on, somebody.
somebody, amen. If you don't know this lawyer, I want to introduce you to the lawyer that never loses a case, amen. Praise God. Introduce you to a lawyer that's named Jesus, amen, that shed his blood for the forgiveness of your sin. And even though you might be guilty when you go before the judgment seat, the blood of God will cover you, amen, and wash you, and no sins can be forgiven.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, don't represent yourself, amen. Yes, there's too many people trying to represent themselves. Oh, if I just keep the Sabbath, amen. If I just keep laws, God, laws, and commandments. If you never were saved, nobody else was able to keep them, and you're not going to be able to keep them either. So it would be better to accept Jesus to be your Lord, because we all going to appear before.
Yes,
so you're not going to be left out, amen. It says, all. Rich man. Poor man, white man, red man, black man. Is that all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ? And that means you too.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're saved or a sinner, we all going to go past the judgment seat. But thank God that I got along with it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That can win my case. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, the devil is the DA. He's the accuser you day and night. Because everything that you've done, I want to tell you, it's going to be your memory. Everything you've done is going to be a memory. And they're going to take the blood of Jesus to wash the memory away. Come on, somebody, amen. Former things will not be remembered. Hallelujah. Only the new things, amen, going to be remembered when we know Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. So we all want to appear before the judgment seat of God. What?
That everyone may receive the things done in his body.
That you're going to receive the things that's done in your body. So don't think. And no judgment coming for the things we did in our body. Mm-hmm. A lot of us got problems now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We misused our body. Now your body down. You have to get the insides cut out. Misused it, amen. You know what I'm talking about, hysterectomy and all of that stuff.
Oh, you know,
misuse it. And we men, we misuse our body. And things that used to work don't work no more because we misuse it. Are y'all with me? That's judgment.
Amen.
You don't realize that's judgment, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Because everybody's going to receive whatever you did. He said, so whatever you did, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. All appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And everything, everybody might what?
The things done in his body according to that he has done.
Whatever you did, amen.
Whether it be good or bad.
Whether it was good or evil, he said you're going to come before judgment. See, a lot of times we don't believe that. Because if we believe that, a lot of things we do, we'll stop doing it. Huh? Hmm? So everything's going to receive. Oh, man, I got to read. Who has to say?
Man, therefore,
accept
the terror of the Lord.
Do we know the terror? That's the thing about nobody has any fear. We all recognize that God is the consuming fire.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have to see. But the question is terror, amen. They are afraid to go out and do wrong because of the terror they might receive. It's just like the kids when you whip them, amen, and you spank them good one or two times, amen. Before they do something, before they do it again, a terror of God to come upon them because they remember the stripes they took on their behind, amen.
Amen.
And they wouldn't want to do that because what? Of the terror. I tell you what, when you come before God, if you ain't right, it's terror. I wouldn't want to look upon an angry God, amen. Praise God, you're going to be facing an angry judge, amen. Hallelujah. And knowing the terror of God, see, it's going to be terror.
Yeah.
That's going to be shaking and quaking, amen. Hallelujah. When you stand before him, amen. You're not going to be able to look him straight in the face, amen. Because what? You're going to have to keep your eyes down. You won't even want to look upon him, especially if you know you're guilty.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see, a lot of the rich people running around, amen, they don't have no terror. Amen. They're not afraid because they're. The power is in their money. But there's coming a time, amen, that's going to be over, amen. Huh? To turn to the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, amen, when we talk about some of this terror here, because the rich man here thought because he was rich, he wasn't going to have to face judgment. Amen?
Amen.
And I know y'all said we don't like to talk about it, amen, but you got to talk about it because ain't nobody scared no more, amen. Nobody have no fear anymore, amen? Because the rich man don't believe that he's going to face judgment. Because what did he say? Everybody's going to do what? And so you might be one of those that don't believe you're going to face him. He was a rich man, didn't believe it either. 19, verse 16 and 19.
There was a certain rich man which were clothed in fragrant and fine linen.
Oh, yeah. Was he dressed up?
Yes.
He was dressed in royalty. Amen. And because of his royalty, he thought because of everything that he had in life today that he wasn't going to face no justice for what he had and what he did with it. It's not that God don't want you to have anything, that God want to look and see what you're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? If you're rich, you ought to be helping somebody else, amen.
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say, amen? If God gives you something, you ought to be able to give somebody else a little bit of it, amen. It's not that he don't mind you having it, but you got to realize that you're going to face judgment. This man has to face judgment, and he was a rich man. Come on, amen. Elon Musk, you're going to have to face judgment, amen. Praise God. Michael Jordan, you're going to have to face judgment, amen. And whoever the other guys are with all that money, they're going to have to face some judgment. And they say because they got all this money, they got all the power, but whenever you die, things change. The power you had up here with your money, you're not going to have that when you face the judgment, see the God. But that was a very rich man. Read on.
And every day.
Oh, he wore a suit and tie every day, you know. Praise God. I don't know the expensive suits you can wear these days. I don't know the expensive shoes you can wear. I don't know what the names of them are, amen. I haven't got there yet, amen.
Amen.
Well, they still have money, but they got some other brands there. But the coat might cost you $1,000 just for the jacket. I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet, amen. Praise God.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
Now here's a man here. Now you got all of this. You got all these words. Sometimes let's take it back to the words that God gave you. All these words, to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. God then gave you all of this. Now whatever it is that God then gave you, and all that stuff that God then gave you, and then you don't share it with nobody. Amen. You get passed right by people every day. And then we don't share it with nobody, amen. We just keep it all to ourselves. And look at how blessed we are, amen. And we keep our hand raised up before God and say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And then we don't care about the poor man.
Amen. That's right.
And this way, the way this man, what happened to this man here?
Which one lay at the gate from
forward. Now, here this man laid at the gate. Now, he went to the rich man's gate. He said, well, I know this man rich. I'm sure of that. He'll come along and he'll put something down. He'll give me something when he go to his house every day. He's coming in and out. Surely he'll give me a little piece of bread. Hallelujah. Surely he'll give me something. Amen. And I'm just thinking about the story of Peter, you know, and John, when they were going to the hour of prayer. The man was laid at the gate, and the man was begging for something. But Peter said, well, here we go, have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. You see, you can't say that I don't have nothing to give you. If I can't give you no money, I can't give you Jesus. Because you ain't broke. We are not broke, came back. Mm-hmm. And so he comes to us here, amen.
And he died to be saved with the cross. From the rich man's
table. He just desired to give me some of the crumbs, amen. You don't have to give me you don't have to give me a piece of the steak, you know, just give me the little piece with the bone in it, amen. Leave a little meat on. Just give me the crumbs off the table, amen. If you don't give me the whole piece of bread, just give me the corner of the bread or whatever. You know how y'all cut the corner? Y'all rich people cut the corner off the bread? You know, you take the bread and cut the heart. You know how y'all do. The man would have been satisfied with just the corner of the bread, amen. But the rich man would rather give it, you know, it's just like today, we would rather give it to the dog than give it to a person. Yeah, you don't you see them taking us often all the time for dogs and cats all the time?
Yeah.
They got dog shelters. Amen. And you better not be, I can beat you to death and shoot you and kill you, but I better not see the dog. That's going to the level of the preaching that we're going through, amen. We think more about the animals than we do one another. That was one preacher who built his dog for 4,000. For the 4,000 or $40,000 house to live in or whatever it was, he built it for his dog.
Wow.
Who was it, $4,000 or something? Is that Jim Baker? His dog was living lavishly. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all remember that? So his dog was living lavishly. Y'all don't remember all of that? Amen. But his dog was living good. His house was padded, air conditioned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the dog house had air conditioning in it. Amen.
The dog house had air conditioning.
The dog house was fixed up, amen. That shows that our mentality that I know every man's going to care about his animal. But you care more about an animal than you Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. I used to love my dog too, amen. Praise God. My dog stayed in the house, amen. I love my dog. Now I didn't do all that. Now, amen. Read on, but I'm just trying to show you. It's just trying to show you the mindset. It's trying to show you the mindset of the way people are today. It's the way when people got something, they don't want to share what they got. And not realize God said, if you've done this to the least of my brothers, you've done it to me. Amen. Beware how you entertain strangers. Amen. You could be entertaining an angel. Amen. How we just go by so many times and we just pass right by the poor man. We pass right by a person on the street. We see somebody hungry and we pass right by them and you got a few dollars in your pocket, but you still pass right by them. He's just out on the street taking whatever he can get. And I said, judgment is coming. Read on.
Go on in the dog came and missed his story.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, and the beggar died, and was carried by the angel to Abraham's bosom.
Now, they said the beggar died, now. And don't know what the beggar was. See, he had already done what's necessary to be right before God, and he ended up in Abraham's bosom. Where was he at? In Abraham's bosom, amen. The angels got him, amen. Everyone that spoke in this last day, you know, when the post judgment comes, the angels is coming and getting the righteous out, amen. They're going to take them to a place of comfort. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad about that? Hallelujah. Those that know the Lord, amen. The angels coming and going to take you to a place of comfort. If you die, the angels going to come get your spirit and take your spirit unto a place of comfort, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, that is why we live the way we live and act the way we act and do what we do is because we believe that the angels are going to take our spirit and take it to a place of comfort. See, that's where that man went. We don't.
The rich man also died.
Now, look what it says about this rich man here now.
And was buried.
Now, it said the rich man went nowhere, it said he was buried.
Mm-hmm.
it said his spirit went nowhere, he was buried. He just went to hell. Huh? Judgment. See, all while he was living, he didn't think that was judgment was coming. All while he was living his life then, amen. And that's why the Bible says, don't check yourself because of the evildoer, amen. But that's why it tells us not to be envious of the rich, amen. But don't be envious of them because you might get just like them, amen, after a while. You know, when you get money, you want to separate from everybody because the poor is hated by everybody. Even we poor folks, we hate each other, amen. And neither one of us got nothing. We go around hating each other because all of us poor, amen. That's why so many fights. That's why we got all the violence going in the street. It's poor folks shit is poor folks. They don't go over in the rich neighborhood and shoot the rich neighborhood up. They don't drive by in the rich neighborhood. You get what I'm trying to say? They don't drive by in the rich neighborhood. But we in our own neighborhood killing each other. Poor folks killing poor folks, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? And the rich man trying to, you over here trying to kill me. I ain't got the $2. You want to take that? And you want to rob me? Are you kidding me? And the rich man riding around with a pocket full of money, and you don't even look his way. Y'all know I'm right. Amen. And what happened to the man? Notice where this rich man went. We don't like to talk about it, but it's still true.
Yeah.
After judgment, everybody's going to go to the book. So we're either going to go one place or the other. There ain't going to be no half a hill and one foot in hell and one foot out. There ain't going to be none of that. There's not going to be no one in heaven, half in heaven, and that. You're either going to be on one side or the other. And so whatever you do now, you better start thinking about what you do. It's because judgment is coming, amen, after a while, amen. And just because it hasn't arrived, it might be just like you end up like this man here. Everybody's wrong. Even the things you said, the things that you've done, we all going to be judged for it. I would be kind of sure being careful with my mouth of what I'm saying because I'm going to be judged for it. Now, we just think we can pull out anything and say anything we want to say. I would be careful. Because everybody going where?
Yeah.
You want to be judged for the things that you've done, amen. Huh? See, nobody's afraid no more. That's the thing. No fear no more. Hell is still hot. When you think about the fear of the earth, hell is hot down in the middle of the earth. If hell is enlarging itself, that means so it can take care of more.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
But this rich man, you see the judgment here between the rich man and the poor man? The rich man ended up in where? The poor man ended up in Abraham's bosom, but the rich man ended up in here. He died, but he didn't say he went nowhere. He was just buried. He went down. And he didn't get back up. He went to hell, amen. Keep reading, sis.
And being tormented,
and seeking
Abraham for all, and
Lazarus
and his bosom.
Now, notice that. Where was he? He was being tormented. See, people don't believe that. God ain't gonna do that for me. Now, hell was made for the devil and his angels. But the devil wants to take as many as he can with him. You know how we are. We don't want to go down by ourselves. You know how we are. That's why some people go, if you're going to commit sin or you're going to steal something, don't take somebody with you. If you're going to commit a robbery, make sure you buy yourself. Because if you take that brother with you, if he gets caught, then he's going down by himself. He's going to sing like a bird on you. But you know what he's going to say? I don't need to be taking all this charge. I don't need to be taking this. What do y'all call it when you get put in this? I don't need to be taking this charge by myself. There's no need to be taking this heat by myself. Amen? You know, in other words, when he got charged and came on him, you know, he already has to tell. I mean, he can't let his brother off, but he won't let his brother off. He's going to snitch on his brother to try to get his sister blessed.
Because he takes
evidence. Amen? And so he tells on you to get you locked up. See, that's where the devil is. He already knows. He already knows he's guilty. He already knows where he's going. So he don't want to go by himself. He wants to take as many. That is why they said he walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He want to get you with him, so you go down with him. And then when you get down there with him, then he calls you a fool and tell you how crazy you were for coming down there. But he deceives you. And so I think that it ain't going to be no judgment because everybody's going to appear before what? And so you think you're going to escape, regardless of who you are. Amen. If you think you're going to escape because you don't want to obey, you're going to escape, amen. Because he's coming back to do it to those who wouldn't obey. And those who wouldn't obey his commandment, amen. And those who refuse Jesus, amen. And name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And those who refuse to get the Holy Ghost, amen. And those who refuse to live holy, amen. He's coming back. He's coming back for those who refuse to do those things, amen. And those who refuse to do those things is going to end up in the same place that the rich man did. He refused to obey. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, we don't like to talk about this subject here, amen. We don't think so much about this.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And said, Lazarus, that he may
tip for
his fingers
in
water and cool my tongue.
Notice what this rich man's doing. He's still giving orders. He gave orders so much in his other life to tell somebody else what to do. He's out in hell trying to give orders. Go tell Lazarus. Tell Lazarus. Come on, bring your glass of water, amen? He's trying to give orders while he's down there. Now, he wants Lazarus to give him a glass of water while he's in hell, but he wouldn't give Lazarus a glass of water while he was up on earth. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say, amen? He wants Lazarus to do something for him in the state that he's in, but when he has the ability to do for Lazarus, he wouldn't do anything for Lazarus.
That's right, amen.
And so God is looking at us today, amen. He said, when you had an opportunity to do the things that you should have done or could have done, and you wouldn't do them, so now you in here want somebody else to do for you what you wouldn't do for the other person. In hell, give an order. Tell Lazarus. Come on, get this finger in there and bring me a glass of water because what? But I want you to notice something about this man. This man was conscious. He was conscious. Mm-hmm. So, he was aware of what's going on. I mean, you can take a little pain for just a little while, you know what I mean. you know how sometimes, I ain't going to get a shot. That's just like getting a needle out, getting a shot. That's almost like sticking in with a knife or something. That's the way I see it anyway. I do. Here I am, a grown man. Can't stand the little hurt of the pain of the needle. And it's just, it's over, just like that. But here it is that when you're going through some suffering and you're going through torment and you are aware of the torment, and this torment is not just going to be just for a little while, but the torment is going to be forever and forever and forever and never quit, and you're going to be aware and conscious of it. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to know what's going on. That's the thing about it. You're going to know what's going on. Kind of like, when you put your hand on the stove that while, you take it right off because he's aware of the burning. But here he is, you're going to be aware of the burning and the flames, and you're not going to be able to put it out. No place like here. You don't want to go there. One way in, and no way out. Hallelujah. This is like the Dead Sea. The reason the Dead Sea is dead because there's only one way in, but there's no way out. And everything that is in the Dead Sea is dead because it don't have an outlet. And hell is like a dead. Hell is the place of the dead because it don't have an outlet. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Don't have an outlet. But there was one man went down there, amen. Hallelujah. And that man escaped it, amen. That man found a way out. He made a way out, amen. So that we wouldn't have to go there. He made a way of escape for us. I'm trying to say, Jesus is our way of escape. We don't have to go there if we accept Jesus as our Savior, our Lord and Savior. We don't have to go there. He made a way for us to escape this storm.
Amen, amen. That's right. Amen.
So let's go on and talk about this man, see what was going on down here.
I am tormented in this flame.
I'm tormented in this flame. Crying all night and all day. Y'all know how we have a little stomach ache sometimes? And we be crying all night and my belly's butt stomach ache.
Amen. See, my knee hurts, amen. Because my back hurts, you know, we'd be crying all night over little stuff. But can you imagine being in flames for a minute? And you know that it's happening to you. Huh? But that's the part that gets me right there. You're going to know what's going on. That means that all of the knowledge that he had while he was on earth, he took that knowledge went with him. Because, you see, it's your spirit and soul that goes to this place. Your spirit, that's the life, and the soul is the knowledge. It goes with you. Your body, whether you got a body or not, but your soul is there. It's being tormented, amen, in the flames. Your knowledge goes with you. If you didn't repent, you know it. Things that you did that didn't quit, you know it. You know, your mind is like a computer. And because your mind and your thoughts is like a computer, once you put it in, it's there. And then some of the knowledge, you can hide some of the knowledge. You know, how you get that stuff off and you got it on the computer, you can delete it, but it don't go nowhere. If it's not on your computer to be seen, but you can pull it up again. Somebody else can come and put it on. 5, 10 years down the line, they can go back and pull that up again. Amen. But thank God, amen. Once Jesus delete this, oh, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Once you get Jesus and he deleted, there's no more remembrance of it anymore. Praise God. But don't you want to come to Jesus, amen, but that every crime and everything that you did, once he deleted out, amen, you can't go back and find it no more. Because he said, I cast your sin and far off the east and from the west, amen. Would you rather have Jesus on your side to be your lawyer? Because he can delete your file.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I will love my file deleted. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. How do I already know I got some stuff on my file? Amen. My record ain't that good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God can took my record and he can clean my record. Amen. And he can make me right. So when I go before the judgment seat, none of that stuff will be found.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Not that I wasn't guilty, but I got me a good lawyer. And what do they call when they get it off your record? Expunge. Come on, somebody, amen. I said, Jesus can expunge your record, amen. Well, you don't have to end up in this place, amen. I don't care how bad your record is, I'm trying to say Jesus Christ, amen, and him crucified, he can expunge your record, amen, and give you a clean slate so when you come before the judgment seat of God, God will look at your record and say, it's clean. Come on. I said the blood can cover it. Hallelujah. The blood will cover your record, amen. It'll clean your record up where you won't have no record before God. You see, that is why you don't go to court by yourself. You don't want to go before the judgment seat of God by yourself. You better have Jesus Christ in the blood standing with you.
Amen.
Because I don't want to end up here. But then I'm going to be in remembrance. Mm-mm. And y'all know a lot of y'all don't want to remember the stuff that you did. You don't want to remember it no more. Amen. You know, I got some stuff out of it. I pray God it don't even come up. If it's dead, Lord, don't let me remember that no more. Amen. Praise God. Let me put that under the blood. We keep it under the blood. Every time it tries to come up, that's why you got to do with some of your record. Amen. Every time the devil tries to bring something up to you, so I apply the blood. I apply the blood on that. Amen. I keep that down, amen. I don't want to remember that no more. I know I did it, Lord, but I applied the blood to it, amen. I don't want that to come up on my record, Lord. I apply the blood to it, amen. And this is what the blood is for, amen. The blood is to cleanse your record, amen, so that you won't come into the judgment of God, amen. And when you are judged, you'll be found not guilty.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. You see, that is why we live the way we live and talk the way we talk, is because we want our record to be expunged.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you. So this man taking on his money to get him through. Turn it on his own righteousness. Amen. There's a lot of people, they, I can live good enough for myself, you know. Thank God, amen, for grace. Because ain't none of us can fulfill the law of God.
And the only way we can fulfill the law of God, we got to have the blood of Jesus in order to be able to do it. Because there's going to be some things come up. There's going to be some thoughts come up in your mind. Your thoughts ain't going to always be right. You ain't going to say what is always right. You ain't going to do never do what is always right. Because when you would do good, evil is always present with you. Amen. And when you try to do what's right, you end up doing what's wrong. It's a price of pain. That is why we said we got to have some grace. This is why God gave us grace, because he knew even though I could be trying to do it right, I still end up doing it wrong.
Amen.
I don't want to use a grace as an excuse to sin, though, but you still got to have some. Let me get through. Time running out. Time I ran out. I finished reading that since you had it. Can't quit on that.
Uh-huh. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and that's why Lazarus evil things."
Now he said he's bringing them back to the memory. So that means he still had a memory there, didn't he? Remember. That he said, remember, right? Read on.
But now he is comfort and thou abundance.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lazarus in comfort, I mean. The name Lazarus means God's helper, amen. We God's helper. Hallelujah. He working with us, amen. So we're his helpers, amen. We're working together with him, aren't we? So we're his helpers, amen. And so his helpers were being comforted. And when those who refused to obey him was important. Read on, sister.
Between us and you, there's a great gulf
between us. Not there always say, they used to say, I don't know for sure, but you know, it's just like the hole was going down in the ground, and one side was where the paradise was, and the other side was where hell was. And so there was a gulf between them. But they could look across and see each other. Amen.
Yeah.
And so here's where they got a conversation going, they're looking close. See it on.
So that they would add something, you cannot.
So we can't, in other words, you can't go over there, amen. And they can't come over that side. Once you're down there, you're there, you're there, amen. See it on.
And you can, they say it to us, that we come from there.
Yeah. We won't.
Then he said, I pray
to his
devil, Father, that thou
wouldst
bring
him
to my
father's house. Now, he's still thinking about his brother, right? He still got memory of what's going on. Go to my brother's house. Don't tell him.
My father's house.
He's still giving orders. This folks always like to give orders. That's all they know. Give orders. So that means it's going to be different. You know.
So I have five brothers that
he may
testify to them.
Uh-huh.
They always come
to this place or come. Tell them not to come here. Y'all need to tell people. Tell them not to come here. You don't want nobody to go there, amen. Mm-hmm. You don't.
And he was saying to him, they have Moses and the prophets.
Prophets.
Let them hear. Let
him hear them. Okay. So
he said, my father Abraham, he is one
sent unto
them, and he said they will be sent.
Amen. But we can quit for the time sake. But you know what he said? Now he's thinking about his brother today, amen, because he's in this call for place, amen. But he said, if somebody went back from the dead, they would hear him. But even that is not true. Jesus came back from the dead. He went down there and came back from the dead. And now you don't want to hear him? You don't want to hear Jesus? He died and went down and was raised again on the third day. And then he came back speaking to people, and they still don't want to hear. Somebody has already came back from the dead and preaching the gospel, and you still don't want to listen to them. That just means you just don't want to be saved. You just rebellious. You want to go to hell. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen.
We're walking by faith. We believe that Jesus is going to save us. Amen. He's going to keep us from this place. And if that's you online today, if you believe that you, now, well, most, a lot of you don't believe that you're going. That's the problem.
Yeah, why?
A lot of you don't believe you're going. But if you want to, if you don't want to go, you can accept Jesus. He made it easy. He made it simple. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. He made it so easy and plain. Accept Jesus. Somebody that came back from the dead. Is that somebody wants to accept Jesus today? Amen. We don't want nobody to leave here today. Amen. You can get it right. You can get your, I mean, you might be guilty. I don't care what you've been. Amen. If you've been a prostitute, you wipe that slate clean. Amen. You won't be remembered like that no more. Amen. Praise God. You can be a drug addict. He won't remember that no more. Amen. Praise God. So whatever sin you've done, you can get your slate clean so that when you come before the judgment seat of God, you can be declared not guilty. You can be declared holy. Hallelujah. Come on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. What an opportunity for everybody to take today. There's nobody. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Let us stand. We're going to pray. Amen. Get out of here. Amen. Praise God. Didn't mean to keep y'all that long. Yes, I did. Stop lying. Amen. 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 Praise God. Trying to get through with it, amen. So thank God.
Line unmuted.
Hallelujah. Give God a hand, praise, amen. Anybody back in the glad faith? Are y'all glad you say? Come on, give it all a hand, praise. You know, you already know you're not going, amen. Because you're going to do what's right, amen. You're going to do what's right, amen. You're not going, amen. But so Father God, I thank you for the people of God. We thank you for the word of God, Lord. I thank you for bringing change in our lives, oh Lord. We thank you for continuing to correct us, Lord, that we might walk in the upright manner, in an upright path, oh Lord. Continue to order our steps, oh Lord. Oh Lord, that we might walk upright in your word today, Lord. And Lord, that we might, be able to escape all the things that's coming upon this world and coming upon this earth and this nation and this land, that you might count us worthy to be able to escape. And we say unto you that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless.
Yes.
He can present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy.
Amen.
To the only wise God be glory. As we dismiss, we say amen and amen, amen. So praise God. Is anybody got anything you'd like to give? If you'd like to give anything, you online, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it Cash App, PayPal. We appreciate anything that you give us. Amen. Amen. We thank you for all the help. We can guarantee whatever you give will be used for the purpose of God. I don't have no Mercedes and Lincoln, and so don't worry about buying me a Lincoln or anything. Amen. So bless God. That's what I said. I don't want them to worry about buying me one because I bought my own.
Brother, go and get you a Rolls Royce. You know you want one.
Go ahead, brother. Anybody, go ahead. If you got anything to say, go ahead. I appreciate a Rolls Royce. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, if somebody gave you a Rolls Royce, what would you do with it? I said, drive it. He said, that wouldn't be right. I said, why not? Well, you know, you're going to take it and sell it and give it to the church.
Who said
this? I said, well, what scripture did you get that from? You give me a Rolls Royce or a Bentley, I'm going to drive it.
Okay.
Amen. All right, go ahead, Brother Brown. You got something to say?
No. Yeah, I think I got something to say, Pastor, because, you know, making a change when you talk about the stuff that you did, always got to keep you in mind of stuff that you did before you got baptized. You know, I was thinking, I can even see the first thing I done when I got baptized. So you got to get baptized in the name of Jesus. That's what I could say. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for that. Amen. Anybody else got a testimony before we go? Miss Gina?
Thank God for being alive.
Thank God for being alive. Anyone else with the battery? Amen. Sister Katisha? Thank God for being here. Amen. We just thank God for being here. Amen. To all y'all on the line, we appreciate you coming on. Don't forget about, I think Brother Prevost will be on tonight. You'll be on tonight, Prevost? But amen. Well, thank God. And don't forget about Monday through Friday.
I'm going to be on tonight, Pastor.
What time?
7 o'clock p.m.
Is what?
7 o'clock p.m. Sometime after the women's meet.
All right, 7 o'clock p.m. sometime after the women's meeting. Don't forget about the. You want, Sister Paige gonna make the announcement. Oh, I should have left you on Facebook to make that announcement. Go ahead.
We're having a woman gathering this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And the colors are red or white. And we appreciate you all come out and wish it with us. And if I was, I don't have my phone. Mr. Tammy, Mr. Dorothy, and Sister Mr. Brew.
Boo.
Corey. Corey. Okay. And we just thank God for everyone. Amen. I have my phone.
Anything else? Amen. All right, then. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all around, 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock. We won't be here, but the women will be here, so praise God. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for the live today. Ask that it be blessed and sanctified, and that we give you praise and glory for it. As we dismiss in Jesus' name, we say amen, amen. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next time. Where's tonight?
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say. Let the church
hey.
church say? God has spoken. Hallelujah.
Let the church
say. All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church
say. Oh, let the whole church. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does,
whatever.